listeners to Sounding Out's podcast series, an oral chronicle of sound and culture. Sounding Out remixes the everyday with theory, insight, and practice. To learn more, please visit us on the web at www.soundstudiesblog.com. Until then, stay tuned for today's episode.
It's amazing how sound can tell a story in a way that words never can. Stepping outside the recording studio, the classroom, even the concert hall, it's amazing how sound accompanies us wherever we go, if we're just willing to listen. What started as a sound gathering mission across 6 states in the northeastern part of the United States, rural and urban sites, turned into an awakening for me. An awakening that involved reflective listening for the first time. And thus, the New England Soundscape Project was born. I use the phrase sound gathering with the utmost respect. It really refers to going out into the field and being still. Instead of writing music on a pad and paper or using a software program, for the first time in a long time, focused, reflective listening is about detaching from those tools and simply being present in the moment. In a way, it's like achieving a zen-like state, even when you're faced with the unpredictability of the elements. Although it's still a work in progress, I'm looking forward to taking you on a little journey. What you're hearing in the background is an original piece, along with the flowing brook from the Otterbrook, which is right near Keene, New Hampshire. Let's get started. One of the first places I stopped on my journey was near the Vermont border at the Edward McDowell Lake in Keene, New Hampshire. I couldn't get too close to the waterfall area, so this recording is taken about 100 yards from the source. And even though it was a beautiful fall afternoon, notice what sound like crickets chirping in the background. It wouldn't be New England if you didn't make it out to Cape Cod. I found a desolate area and was able to set up my recording equipment and get really close to the waves. You can hear some peripheral traffic in the background. But for the most part, I had the place to myself. Not to be outdone, the next day, I went out to Newport, Rhode Island, to Scarborough State Beach. Early on a Sunday morning, I set up all my equipment. You can hear the water lapping, and you can also hear people in the background, a dog barking, the wind blowing. It was such a serene moment, and yet it was also such an honest moment. It made me wonder why I'm always in such a hurry. I still haven't figured that one out. What I did do was listen. I started to find my way home along the Merrimack River. I stopped at a park and just enjoyed the afternoon. It wasn't enough just to press record. One of the things I had to do throughout this process was just be still and focus on my breathing. That's what I tried to do once I understood that the sound was really all that mattered. It was like being on a treasure hunt. Every new recording revealed new things that I had never observed before. How interesting it is that we observe things through our ears. That was one of the many revelations I had throughout the process. Of course, we hear with our ears and we see with our eyes. But if we close our eyes, the theater of the mind comes through the ears. It took being outside to realize that. One of my favorite moments was just sitting dockside by the Merrimack River. I heard some boats in the background, and the wind blowing, some birds chirping in the distance. It was just a really special moment for reflection. The water has a soothing quality to it. course, sounds aren't always beautiful. Sounds can be aggressive, they can be loud, they can be uncontrollable. But that also gives us a full range of experiences when we actually listen to them. The sound is from a drain pipe. As I was recording, a plane flew by overhead. It was one of those really authentic moments I've been experiencing throughout this whole process. Making my way back to Lowell, I stopped by the Boot Mill Museum. They showed me how the threading machines work. There's so much rich history in this area, in this city in particular. It was like experiencing another moment in time. It makes you wonder what it must have been like to live during the First World War. They told me that at the Boot Mill, they used to make parachutes for the jumpers. Just being there up close, those sounds took me to that time in history. Once the machine started again, then a second came on. And then a third. This beautifully percussive sound. A sound of intention. A sound of history. Of Lowell's history. Of New England's history. There are many instances of this all over the country. Such a neat experience to be up close and personal with these sounds. I hope you have enjoyed this first journey through different parts of New England. We'll be taking others in the near future. This project is supported by an internal seed grant from the University of Massachusetts Lowell. For more information, please log on to my website at danielwalzer.com. You can also visit newenglandsoundscapeproject.org. Until next time, thank you so much for listening.